USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump could pull more security clearances and word his next target, Obama-era employees at the Department of Justice.
They should be looking at Bruce Orr and his wife, Nellie, for dealing with, by the way, indirectly Russians. They should be looking at Steele.
The president speaking on the White House lawn. Jurors in Paul Manafort's trial off for the weekend. They debate for 15 hours over 2 days and still no verdict. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign advisor, he faces 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. Jurors sending the judge a note on day one asking four questions, including clarification on what reasonable doubt means. And former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan has died. He was 80.
I hope next time one is dealing with a broader threat to the international community, one will wait and seek the approval of the Security Council.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
In Los Angeles, California, a lawyer says his female client, a victim of a hate crime, police say hot coffee poured on her. USA Radio's Rick Vincent now with details.
A Los Angeles fitness studio owner apologized in tears, claiming she's not a racist, after a video went viral showing her throwing hot coffee on a Latino worker at her upscale condo building. The construction worker tells KTLA-TV he and a co-worker started filming her after she called them wetbacks and criminals. Attorney Sean Matian.
In my estimation, this is a hate crime. In my estimation, this is a serious felonious assault.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And plans for Aretha Franklin's funeral announced. It will be held at the end of the month, August 31st, in Detroit, Michigan, for family and friends only. But there will be a public viewing for 2 days on August 28th and 29th at the Museum of African American History in Detroit. Franklin passing away from pancreatic cancer. She was 76 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two senators doing what they can to hold IRS employees accountable. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming and Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina introduced two new bills to try to hold IRS employees accountable for bad behavior. Senator Enzi joined Fox Business to talk about why this bill is even needed.
We had people who were rehired after misconduct or poor performance so bad that their folder was marked "Do Not Rehire."
The Health Department approving a new affordable generic version of the EpiPen. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Teva Pharmaceuticals. It's the first that will be interchangeable with the original pen-like injector sold by Mylan. EpiPen injections are stocked by schools and parents nationwide to treat children with severe allergies. They are used in emergencies to stop potentially fatal allergic reactions to insect bites and stings and foods like nuts and eggs. EpiPen maker Mylan has dominated the billion-dollar market for the shots for two decades. Several other companies do sell competing shots containing the same drug, epinephrine, but they aren't heavily marketed or very often prescribed by doctors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And if you have money in the market, you are seeing green stocks ending the week on a high note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 110 points. The NASDAQ up almost 10 points. I'm Robert Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.